your word is also deep and profound.
This afternoon we are trying to understand these two very familiar verses.
今天下午我们就希望能够更深的理解这两句我们很熟悉的经文。
They are so familiar that sometimes we don't even know that we never understood them.
因为我们很熟悉，所以我们经常其实没想到，其实我们并不真正的理解它。
And help us today to open our mind that we may understand your word.
求你开启我们的心，让我们能够理解你的话。
Open our hearts that we may embrace Jesus.
开启我们的心，让我们能够
拥抱耶稣，
and
give us a love for Jesus that we may live our life for Him.
让我们能够为耶稣基督而活。
And we pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. So I read from your website.
我从你们的网站上看到。
That last Sunday, you guys had baptism.
你们在过去的主日当中有洗礼。
And the week before too, right?
过去的两个星期里面。
So, can you raise your hand if you were baptized last week or the week before?
如果在你们过去的两个星期受洗的，你们可以把你们手举起来吗？
All right, big congratulations to you guys.
祝贺你们。
I think that was the most wonderful, one of the most wonderful Sunday, to attend this church.
这是最奇妙的主日。
I couldn't be here last Sunday.
我上个周日没有能够来。
But I'm very grateful that I come here today.
但是我非常的感恩今天能够和你们在一起。
So that I can bring you a gift.
所以我可以给你们一个礼物。
So what gift am I bringing you?
什么样的礼物呢？
I'm preaching to you a sermon on Christian baptism.
我给你们一个讲道是关于基督徒洗礼的。
You say, are you sure?
真的吗？
I'm sure.
是的。
Now you say, most churches have their baptism on Christmas or Easter.
大多数教会都是在圣诞节或者在复活节有洗礼。
Now another great option to have baptism Sunday is Thanksgiving.
还有一个选项就是在感恩节。
So that's what we did at our church.
我们的教会在感恩节。
We did a baptism on Thanksgiving Sunday.
我们在感恩节的主日有了洗礼。
Now speaking of Thanksgiving, this whole season is basically what we call a Thanksgiving season, right?
如果我们讲到感恩节的时候，我们就会说这个整个的年末这段时间，我们都是叫感恩节。
So from Thanksgiving to Christmas, New Year, for Christian, every Sunday is a good time to give thanks.
基本上从感恩节到圣诞节到元旦，我们都在这个气氛当中。那对我们基督徒来讲，每一个主日其实都是感恩节。
You know, but especially now, you know, the New Year. My mom, I talked to my mom yesterday. My mom is in Hong Kong.
昨天我跟我的妈妈有交流，她在住在香港。
My mom said, "Do you guys have any special program for church on Sunday, on Saturday night?"
她说你们的教会周六晚上有什么特别的节目？
I said, "We don't have." And she said, "My church, we have a Thanksgiving worship on, you know, the New Year Eve."
我说我们教会没有。她说我们的教会有一个特别的感恩聚会。
And many people share about the testimony, the Thanksgiving item in the past year.
所以大家都分享他们对过去一年的感恩。
So let me ask you.
所以我来问你们。
What do you have to give thanks for in the past year?
你们对去年有什么特别可以感恩的地
方？ You see, sometimes it's pretty sad to go to those Thanksgiving services. I really don't like them.
有的时候去这样的感恩见证会其实是非常的悲哀。我并不是很喜欢去这样的。
You know why? Because people usually share story about things that they once and then God gave it to them.
因为这样的感恩见证会经常是讲说，哎呀，我想要这样的东西，然后神给了我。
I really thank God my kid got into that school.
我感恩主的，我的孩子去了这个学校。
I thank God I got the promotion.
谢谢主，我升了一级。
I got that job, or I got married and I have kids, whatever.
或者是哎呀，我得到了这个工作，或者是哎呀，我有了一个孩子，不管怎么样。
Let me suggest to you that none of these items are biblical.
我想跟你们说的是，这里边所说的没有一样东西是符合圣经的。
I mean, seriously, you go to the New Testament, you look for anywhere Thanksgiving item, none of them is about those things.
如果你翻开新约圣经讲到感恩的时候没有一项是讲到这些东西的。
But there are two things the Bible teaches us that we should be eternally grateful for. Listen again, there are two things the Bible says we should forever be thankful for.
再强调一次, 有两样的东西, 圣经教导我们要永远的感恩。
What are these two things?
这两样东西是什么?
These two things are baptism and the Lord's Supper.
是洗礼。
Baptism and the Lord's Supper are two things that we should forever be grateful for.
洗礼和圣餐是我们一生都要感恩的两样。Why
is it so?
为什么这样呢?
Because these two sacraments are the very embodiment of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
因为这两个圣礼其实是耶稣基督福音的体现。And
these two are God's gracious gift to His church.
这是耶稣基督神给我们教会的两样最宝贵的礼物。
You know, about ten plus years ago, there was a guy by the name of Michael Horton.
大概十多年以前，有一个人叫Michael Horton。
Yeah, so Michael Horton is a professor at Westminster Seminary of California.
他是加州威斯敏斯特神学院的一个教授。
So he wrote a book titled "Putting Grace, Putting Amazing Back to into Grace."
他写了一本书，是说让恩典变得奇异精彩。
And in one of the chapters of the book is titled, interestingly, called "Two Keys to Spiritual Growth."
这本书里边有一章，它的题目叫《属灵成长的两个关键》。
Okay, again, two keys to spiritual growth.
再强调一次，属灵成长的两个。
Don't we all want to know?
我们都知道。
Okay, if I do a quiz today with you, and everybody got a sheet of paper and fill in that too, I wonder how many will get it right.
如果我给大家一张纸，然后呢，就是给大家一个简单的考试，然后给大家一个笔，今天要写下来说这两个关键是什么的话，我不知道有多少人会给一个正确的答案。
So what would you say are the two keys for spiritual growth?
所以你们觉得这两个关键是什么呢？
Some people will say, I know, Bible reading and Bible study.
有人会说读经和查经。
Other people will say prayer and fasting.
有人会说祷告和禁食。
And another person will say worship and fellowship.
有人会说崇拜和团契。
And the pastor will say tithing and serving.
牧师可能会说奉献和侍奉。
And someone will say mission and evangelism.
有人会说宣教传福音。
None of the above.
都不是。
So what are the two keys to spiritual growth according to Michael Horton?
所以Michael Horton说的这两个关键是什么呢?
And as it turned out, the two keys to spiritual growth are baptism and the Lord's Supper.
所以这两个关键是受洗礼和圣餐。
So if you want to grow deep in your spiritual life,
所以如果你想在你的属灵生命上,
you must grow deeper in your understanding of these two sacraments.
你一定要很深地理解这两个圣礼。
And these sacraments are embodiment of the gospel. So you want to grow, you have to know the gospel.
因为这两个圣礼是福音的具体体现，所以你一定要很深地理解它。
You need to be swimming inside the gospel every day.
你应该在这个福音的湖里边游泳。
And that is the key to spiritual growth.
这因为是属灵成长的两个关键。
God gave two great precious gifts to His church, baptism and the Lord's Supper.
神把这两个很宝贵的礼物给了教会。
Now very often, we usually celebrate the Lord's Supper maybe what, once a month here?
我们领圣餐基本上是大概是一个月一次。
Now, but if you ask, if you get to chance to interview Martin Luther or John Calvin,
如果你采访马丁路德或者是加尔文的话，
you say, how often should we have the Lord's Supper?
你问他说，我们应该都频繁的领一次圣餐呢？
What would they say?
他们会说什么呢？
They would say at least once a week.
他们会说 at least
至少一个星期。
At least 至少。
And why? Because the early church is like that. They all gather around the breaking of bread, isn't it? So you see, we are doing a lot less than what the reformer will suggest.
所以我们已经比改革派的建议的已经少多了。
And we don't have you know many baptism through the year either. I mean maybe once or twice sometimes.
我们更不要说我们的洗礼的大概一年就一次两次。
So for most churches, maybe there is only two or three times a year that they have a chance to have both baptism and the Lord's Supper on the same day.
所以对一个教会来讲，可能一年当中大概也就是两三次，我们可以有在同一天又领圣餐又有洗礼。
Did you guys have Lord's Supper last week?
啊，你们上个星期有圣餐吗
？No, you should have it.
没有。
You really should have. You have to double it up.
你们应该有这样的话，你们可以在同一天又有洗礼又有圣餐。
Because you want to go deep, you have to have both.
如果你们想有更深的属灵生命，你们就应该有两个都要。
You see, even though you and I got baptized only once in a lifetime, right?
尽管我们每一个人一生当中只受洗一次。
But every time when someone else got baptized, even if it's a baby,
但是当我们看到别人受洗的时候，哪怕是一个婴儿
，the Bible encourages us to think about our own baptism.
然后，圣经就会提醒我们去思想我们自己的洗礼。
Now, if you don't believe me, go back to your larger catechism. You say that every time you see the Lord's Supper, every time you see someone baptized, think about your own baptism.
如果你们相信里面去可以看一下。西明大姚里问答，当你们看到每一个人受洗的时候，你们就会想你受洗的。
Think of the gospel and you will grow in your relationship with God.
当你思想神的福音的时候，你就会在它里面成长。
But okay, so we go back to baptism since, you know, I'm saying I'm bringing this gift to you. Let me ask you, what is the meaning of baptism?
所以让我们回到洗礼，那我来问一个问题，洗礼的意义到底是什么？
What is the meaning of baptism?
洗礼的真正意义是什么？
Some people will say, I know, baptism is basically a public profession of faith, right?
很多人说，对，我知道，洗礼就是公开的表白我的信仰。
Yeah, so I've been coming to church for a long time, and I kind of secretly believe in my heart, but now is my moment. On the baptism day, I step up and tell the whole world that,I believe, or I love Jesus.
很有可能你已经在教会有一段时间，你已经觉得已经信了，偷偷的信了很长时间了。但是在受洗的那个时刻，你公开的宣称你的信仰，所以，全世界都知道你现在是一个基督徒了。
So people say baptism means I love Jesus.
有人说 ，Yeah, 洗礼就是我爱耶稣。
Absolutely wrong.
一定绝对错。
How do I know it's wrong?
你为什么知道这是错的？
You see, who invented baptism?
为什么是错的呢？你们知道谁发明了洗礼吗？
Did Paul invent baptism?
是保罗吗？
Did Paul say, I love God so much, let me invent something to tell the whole world that I am a Christian?
保罗有没有说，哎呀，我爱神，太爱神了，所以我来发明一个洗礼，然后我们让大家都来洗。
No, Paul did not invent baptism.
保罗并没有发明洗礼。
Peter did not invent baptism either.
彼得也没有。
None of the early church Christians invent the baptism.
初期教会的没有一个人发明了洗礼。
So who invented baptism?
谁发明了洗礼？
God.
是神。
It's God baptizing us. It's not about we say we want to say I love God.
是神发明了洗礼，神要给我们洗礼，不是我们每一个人发明的。
Baptism does not mean I love Jesus.
洗礼并不表示我们爱耶稣。
Baptism means Jesus loves me.
洗礼表示耶稣爱我们。
Jesus loves me.
耶稣爱我。
It is God's way of telling us, telling His church that I love you guys and I want to give you baptism so that you will always remember I love you.
所以洗礼是神给教会的一个礼物，让我们的教会，让每一个人都知道神爱我们，也爱我们每一个人，也爱我们的教会。
We all know something about Martin Luther.
我们都知道马丁路德。
We think about how courageous he is, you know, challenging the Catholic Church and all that.
他
很有勇气，
很有勇气啊。
挑战当时的那个天主教。But one thing you need to know about Luther, Luther is a very suffered depression throughout his whole life.
但是有一件事情你可能应该知道，就是马丁路德其实他有
忧郁症。Yeah. So he someday, you know, he fought a very brave battle, but the next morning he woke up, I'm such a pitiful sinner.
他有的是很有勇气的来挑战，但是呢，第二天早上他又觉得，哎呀，我真的是一个很可怜的罪人。
How can I serve God when I'm such a pitiful sinner myself?
所以他就会说，在我是这样一个那无名的罪人，我为什么可以服侍神
？And one day, you know, Luther was fell into that deep depression of him.
啊，有一天马丁路德非常的忧郁。
You know how he got out of that depression?
啊，他如何从这个忧郁症里边走出来呢
？You know, he felt like he was so not deserving. He felt like how could God use a terrible man like me?
啊，他那时候就觉得说，神怎么可以用我这样可怜的人呢
？And then suddenly, in his deep depression, he said to himself,
但是当他在这样的很忧郁的时候，他突然
he began speaking to himself,
他和他自己说话。
He said, I am a baptized man,
因为我是一个受了洗的。
I'm a baptized man,
因为我是一个。
I'm a baptized man,
我是受了洗的。
Hallelujah, Amen, I'm a baptized man,
赞美主，因为我是受了洗的。
What does that mean?
这表示什么呢
？I'm deeply loved by Jesus，
因为我是被耶稣基督所爱的。
Now if baptism means I love Jesus，
如果洗礼是表示说我爱耶稣的话
，Luther will be saying I'm a baptized man. Yes, I'm a terrible sinner. He will dig a bigger hole too high.
Yes， 马丁路德就会觉得说，哎呀，我受了我爱耶稣，但是呢，我仍然是一个可怜的人。
But he is not thinking about baptism that way. He know baptism means Jesus loved him, not he loved Jesus.
但是马丁路德不是这样想，因为他不是想着说，洗礼是因为我爱耶稣，而是耶稣爱我。
So he raised up from that deep depression because he was reminded that I'm deeply loved by Jesus. I'm a baptized man.
因为他知道说，因为他是一个受洗的人，也就是他是一个被耶稣基督所爱的人。
Baptism means Jesus loves me.
在说，洗礼是因为表明耶稣基督爱我们。
Baptisms are like God's promise notes to.Tell us His love for us.
洗礼是神给我们一个应许的证券或者支票，就是表明他爱我们。
Yeah, it's not a note from man to God, you know. It's a note from God to man.
不是人给神的支票，而是神给人的。
Is God sending us His promises?
神给我们一个应许。
So, baptism a little bit like checks that we write.
就像我们平常写的支票一样。
So at our church, when people get baptized.
在我们的教会，当一个人受洗的时候
，they will get checks like this。
我们会给他这样一张支票。
Really cute, especially their children。
非常的漂亮。
The girls will get the pink one, and the boys will get the blue one。
女孩子会拿到一个粉色的。
Now these are real checks we issue. Okay, let's take a look at that。
让我们来看一看，就是真的一张。
Now you see on the left hand top corner, that's New City Church. That's our church name, right?
在左上角是我们教会的名字。
And that's my address, 816 Tasker Street.
下面是我的地址。
And you have the date of baptism.
然后呢，这个日期是你受洗。
And this check was issued to this little girl called Isabella Tan.
所以这个粉红色的支票是给一个人叫Isabella Tan 这个人。
Okay, so what's the value of the check?
所以这个支票的价值是什么呢
？It's not $8.
这不是八块钱。
It's infinity.
这是无穷大。
What are we promising Isabella of?
这个的
我们答应 Isabella 可以给她
答应她说
we are promising her of justification
我们答应有公义
you know adoption
有
领养被领养 yeah, sanctification 成圣 and glorification
是
被荣耀
yeah
so of course you can fill in the rest of the biblical doctrines
所以你可以 yeah所有的这个圣经的教导。
Who signed the check?
谁来签这个支票呢
？God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
圣父、圣子和圣
灵。With Jesus' bloody prints on it.
这个印记就是耶稣基督的。
Yeah, I have a you know a bloody you know fingerprints. That's Jesus' fingerprints. And this check was actually originated from Kingdom Bank Unlimited.You see that?
这个支票是从这个人国银行无限银行。
You see, we our church is just a branch of it.
我们教会只是一个。
The headquarter is Kingdom Branch, Kingdom Bank.
这个总行在天国。
So you see that this is what God is giving us when we baptize. God is promising His salvation to us.
所以当我们受洗的时候，这就是神给我们的应许。
Now, what's the difference between a grown up getting baptized and a young child getting baptized?
所以一个成人受洗和一个孩子受洗有什么不一样
The only difference is that the grown up will immediately get this check and exercise faith and they cash it in You see that?
唯一不一样的地方就是一个成人拿到这个支票以后马上就可以 cash 马上就可以代现。
Do you see how it works now? When you go a check, you need to sign it and endorse it at the back to get the money, isn't it?
在市场我们拿到一个支票的时候你会在后边签上你的名字。
So if it's a baby, we give him the check. Hey, daddy, mommy, keep the check for this baby. When he or she is old enough, he will cash it in with faith.
当我们把这个支票给一个孩子的时候呢，他就跟他爸爸妈妈说：“哎呀，你把这个支票保管好，等我长大的时候，我就可以代现这个支票。”
But if you are grown up, if you are grown up, if you are adult,
所以你是一个成人的话
，you immediately cash it in.
所以你马上就可以代现。
Thank you, God.
谢谢主。
That just means God's love for His people.
洗礼是表示神爱我们。
Now the Westminster Confession said it well.
信仰告白说
，Baptism is a sacrament of the New Testament ordained by Jesus Christ to be unto him a sign and seal of the covenant of grace.
洗礼是耶稣基督所制定的新约圣礼。对受洗者表明并印证恩典之约。
So baptism is a sign of the covenant of grace. It's a sign of God's grace to us.
所以洗礼是神的恩典的一个表证。
Okay, let's keep reading. The baptism is a sign of His engrafting into Christ, of regeneration, of remission of sin, and of His giving up unto God through Jesus Christ to walk in the newness of life.
好，我们接下去读与基督联合重生赦罪，借耶稣基督将他自己奉献给神，行事为人有新生的样式。
That's what baptism represents.
所以这个就是洗礼的
Here I want you to focus your attention on this particular phrase. Baptism represents or symbolizes one person's engrafting into Christ.
我们这边来强调说，洗礼是我
代表
我们接之与基督联合。
Now, if you can read both Chinese and English, you know that there's something wrong with the Chinese translation.
如果是你读的是中文版的话，其实你会知道这里边有一点翻译上的问题。
The Chinese translation didn't do justice to the original, you know, English.
这个它和原文的意义有一点出入。
The Chinese translation should say something like that. Well, you know, the baptism symbolizes a person's engrafting into Christ.
所以其实原文的意义应该是说，对，就是说借耶稣基督和借之于基督，或者我们今天叫嫁接于基督。
Do we have farmers here?
我们这边有农场
Do we have people who like to plant things?
有人喜欢种东西的吗？
You know what engrafting is?
嫁接或者叫接。
You know, I remember something from my science textbook when I was in elementary school or something like that.
我大概只有小学的时候学。
Now it's very interesting that Westminster, you know, confession uses this expression to represent baptism, engrafting into Christ.
信仰告白就是用这个词，就是嫁接这个词是非常的有意思。
Where did they get it from?
这是从哪来的呢？
They got it from the book of Romans.
这是从罗马书来的。
Read this together with me.
我们一起来读罗马书。
Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ were baptized into His death? We were buried therefore with Him by baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may walk in newness of life.
罗马书第六章第三节说，岂不知我们的受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
So this is talking about baptism.
所以这个在讲什么是洗礼。
Keep reading next verse.
我们继续读下去。
For if we have been united with him in a death like this, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like this.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Okay, here both Chinese and English are wrong.
这个地方
incredible.
英文版的翻译都不是太好。
So in the Westminster Confession, the English, because they write it originally in English, was correct, but the Chinese translation didn't quite connect. And here, we're translating from Greek, and both Chinese and English did not translate the original Greek.
所以这个圣经呢是原文是希腊文，当中文和英文翻译的时候呢都有点问题。那这个西明信仰告白呢，因为原文就是英文，所以呢他们在用词的时候就非常的好，用了这个嫁接这个词。
Alright, anyway, the correct translation should go something like that. For if we have been planted into him, engrafting into him in a death like this, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like this.
所以正确的翻译应该是这样的，罗马书第六章第五节，我们若在他的死的形状上与他结枝也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
I'm not saying union with Christ is wrong, but I'm saying that the Greek here said we are planted into him.
我们不是说这个翻译完全的错，只是说在原文上面有这样的这个意思，就是
The meaning is that there was a plant that was failing and dying.
这个原文意思就是说的 有一个植物有一个树已经快要死了。
It's not bearing fruit.
它也不增长果。
There was another plant that is very healthy and growing and flourishing.
另外一个果树它就结了很多的果，也很有。
You want to save this dying plant.
所以你能够，如果你要救这个快要死的这个植物的话，这个树的话，
What do you do?
你怎么办？
You cut this and plant it into the healthy plant, and so that.This dying plant will revive.
所以你把那个健壮的那个上面就是截一段下来，然后接到这个快要
不是把那个快死的
这个
截下去，插到这个健壮的那边，
健壮的上面
啊，然后才可以啊。You understand? You get this idea? Okay. So why is this picture important?
这个为什么这么重要呢
？Because if you don't understand this picture, you will never understand the vine and the branches.
如果你不理解这个的话，你就不会理解这个葡萄树和枝子这个。
Let's read this now. This is the meat of the sermon. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
我们现在来读这个葡萄树和枝子这一段经文，这是我们今天要讲的这个主题。约翰福音十五章第五节，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里边的，我也藏在他里边，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Usually when we think about this picture of Jesus and his disciple, the vine and the branches, we think about a picture of intimacy.
你看到耶稣基督关于他和他的门徒这个景象，这个葡萄树和枝子这个景象，可能来表示他们之间的亲密关系。
So usually we think about, oh, we're so close to Jesus.
你就会想说，呀，我们和耶稣基督的关系那么的密切。
But such kind of thinking really fail to understand the depth of Jesus' teaching.
但是你如果这样想的话，你可能还没有达到这个深度来理解耶稣基督要对我们。
Jesus is not giving an analogy here.
耶稣基督这个地方并不是给我们一个比喻或者一个类比。
Jesus is telling a story.
耶稣基督是给我们讲一个。
Jesus is telling a story from the Old Testament.
耶稣基督是给我们讲一个从旧约圣经就有的故事。
If you ever get a chance to read through your Old Testament, you realize that the vine and the vineyard is a description of Israel's relationship with God.
如果你看旧约里边讲到葡萄树、葡萄园的时候，其实他是在讲神和以色列民之间的关系。
It's all over the map.
这是一个图。
You go to Psalm 80, you see that relationship of the vine and, you know, and God being the gardener.
如果你看到诗篇，你就看到神和以色列民这个。
You can find it in Jeremiah 2.
在耶利米书第二章。
And you can find it in Ezekiel chapter 15, 17, and 19.
或者在以西结书的十五章、十七章和十九章。
And you can also find it in Hosea chapter 10.
或者在何西雅书的第十章。
And last but not least, you're going to find it in Isaiah 5.
最后并不是表示不重要，也可以在以赛亚书第五章。
Okay, let me ask you, what kind of vine was Israel?
那我来问一个问题，你们觉得以色列是怎么样的葡萄枝呢？
Was Israel good vine or bad vine?
葡萄树，你们觉得以色列民是好的葡萄树还是坏的葡萄树？
Multiple choice, 50%, good or bad.
所以现在我们只有两个答案，你怎么选？至少有50%的对的可能。
Who would say they are good vine?
他们是好的吗？
They're all bad vine.
他们都是坏的葡萄树。
Read with me Isaiah chapter 5.
我们来看以赛亚书。
This is God speaking.
这是神的话语。
Let me sing for my beloved my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved has a vineyard on a very fertile hill.
以赛亚书第五章第一节，我要为我所亲爱的唱歌， 是我所爱者的歌，论他葡萄园的事，我所亲爱的有葡萄园在肥美的山岗上。
Now, verse 2, he dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and held out a vine vat in it. And he looked for it to yield good grapes, but it yielded wild grapes.
第二节，他破挖园子，捡去石头，这一栋上等的葡萄树在园中盖了一座楼，又敲锁压酒池，到指望接好葡萄，反倒接了野葡萄。
So God was the farmer. God was the gardener.
所以神是园丁。
With great love, and he planted Israel, hoping that Israel will be the good vine that will bear good grapes.
他以他的爱心种了一个葡萄树，就是以色列。他觉得应该长出很好的葡萄来。
But Israel was bad grapes, and Israel broke God's heart.
但是以色列并没有长出好的葡萄，反而长出野葡萄，所以让神非常的伤心。
Verse 7 of Isaiah chapter 5. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant planting. And he looked for justice, but behold, bloodshed; for righteousness, but behold, an outcry.
第七节说，万军之耶和华的葡萄园就是以色列家，他所喜爱的树就是犹大人。他指望的是公平，谁知道有暴虐；指望的是公义，谁知道有冤声。
Israelites were a rebellious people.
以色列人是悖逆的人。
They would not obey God's law.
他们不听。
They would not obey God. They would not worship the true God.
他们并不敬拜真的神。
They worship many, many idols.
他们拜很多的假神。
As a result, they bear bad fruit. 他们所生的那个果子是坏的果子。
他们所生的果子是坏的果子。
Yeah. And that's why all these, injustices, all this unrighteousness that came before God.
所以他们最后得到的就是暴虐和怨憎。
What would God do to bad vines?
那神碰到这样的坏葡萄树会做什么？
You know what God's going to do?
神会做什么？
God's going to burn them all up.
神会把他们烧掉。
The judgment of God came to Israel through the prophets.
所以神的审判来的时候，就会把他们全部的烧掉。
So if you read through the Old Testament, there's really no good vine, you know.
所以当你看到整个的旧约圣经的时候，其实你没有看到什么好的葡萄树。
You know, sometimes it's funny if you read through the Old Testament is like in darkness, waiting for the dawn.
所以因为整个的旧约圣经，其实你看完以后，你就会觉得说，其实他们是在等待你。
You are waiting.
他们在等待。
We're waiting for the Lamb of God who will take away the sin of this world.
我们在等待神的羔羊来把一切的罪都洗净。
We are waiting for the Deliverer, the Messiah, who will rescue people from their sins.
我们在等待弥赛亚能够把我们从罪中拯救出来。
And in our particular case, we're waiting for the good vine.
或者用我们今天的这个葡萄树的这个比喻来讲，我们在等待一个好的葡萄树。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我在讲什么？
Because there's no good vine in the Old Testament.
因为在整个的旧约圣经里边没有好的葡萄。
We are waiting for the good vine.
我们在等一个好的。
And it's in this historical context, Jesus came in and said, "I am the vine."
在这样一个情景当中，你现在看到耶稣基督来了，说我是好葡萄。
So you can't read the New Testament without first reading the Old Testament, right?
所以当你读旧约新约圣经的时候，你一定要先读旧约圣经。
What does it mean when Jesus say, "I am the vine"?
所以当耶稣基督说我是好葡萄树是什么意思呢？
Guess what? There are four levels of meaning at least.
它至少有四层意思。
When Jesus say, "I am the vine," there are four levels of meaning.
有四个层次的不同意义。
Level one.
第一个
Jesus say, "I am the good vine."
第一个说我是好葡萄。
You say you have enough of bad vines.
我们已经有很多很多的坏葡萄树。
But Jesus say, "I'm different from Old Testament Israel."
他说我跟旧约上面所有的这些葡萄树都不一样。
I'm the good vine.
好葡萄树。
I'm the fruit-bearing vine.
我是一个长葡萄的葡萄树。
And that's what Jesus is doing.
那耶稣在做什
么？ He's inviting you, inviting me to be his branches.
所以他在邀请我们成为他的枝子。
What is he inviting us to do? He is inviting us to be planted into Him, engrafting into Him, isn't it?
所以他邀请我们作为每一个枝子，让它是他的这个好葡萄树嫁接在一起，跟他接到一起去。
That baptism is all about, right? Baptism is about engrafting into Jesus to know that we are the bad vine.
所以这个就是洗礼的意思，洗礼就是让我们知道我们每一个人都是坏葡萄树，我们要嫁接到耶稣基督的好葡萄树上面。
Come to Jesus because we are all bad vines.
我们需要耶稣基督，因为我们每一个人都是坏葡萄树。
And come to Jesus because He alone is the good vine.
我们要到耶稣基督面前，因为只有耶稣基督才是好葡萄树。
Some people say, "Well, I know I'm bad. I'm going to do better. This is 2012. You know, I will try to forget all the bad things in 2001. I'm going to turn a new leaf."
有人会说，现在已经到2012年了，我们把一切的东西都更新，我会变成一个新的树叶。
People think that they can change by their own goodwill. The Bible tells us that no one can turn that into a new leaf, at least not before God's eye.
圣经里面说，其实我们每一个人都不可以这样，这些东西在神眼里都不算什么。
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
世人都犯了罪，亏欠神的荣耀。
And there's only one way of salvation, that is for us to be planted into the good vine Jesus.
所以我们唯一能够做的就是我们和耶稣基督的好葡萄树。
Jesus said, "I'm the vine." Jesus said, "I am the good vine."
耶稣基督说我是好葡萄树。
But Jesus said more than that.
但是耶稣基督说了更多的。
Jesus said, "I am the good vine."
他说我是好葡萄树。
Now you have to kind of read Greek here a little bit. The Greek is ekoemi.
这个是我们最好来看希腊的原文字。
You know, there are two different ways to say I am in Greek.
在希腊文里边讲，I am 我是的时候有两种说法。
And Jesus is using a very emphatic form.
耶稣基督在这里用了一个很强调的语气。
And the emphatic form in Greek literally means, "And I and no one else in the world but me am the good vine."
这个地方他是用的这个词是非常的强调，是说我，而且只有我才是好葡萄。
So Jesus is not just saying that I'm the good vine, come and follow me.
所以这个地方耶稣基督并不仅仅是在说我是好葡萄树，来跟随我。
Jesus is not saying that, well, you know, but there are other good vine elsewhere. If you are too far away from me, you can go to them.
所以耶稣基督并不是说，那边也有很多葡萄树，也有好的葡萄树，你们觉得我这边很远的话，你们可以到别的地方。
Jesus is not saying that if you are in China, you know, go to Buddha, he is also a good vine.
他并不是说，如果你们在中国的话，你们去拜菩萨也不错。
No, Jesus said, "I am the good vine, and I and no one else, I alone am the good vine."
这个地方耶稣基督非常的强调说，我只有我是好葡萄树。
That's why in Acts chapter 4, Peter will say this, "This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builder, which has become the cornerstone, and there is no salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved."
所以这也就是在《使徒行传》第四章，彼得这样说，他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头盔石头，除他以外别无拯救，因为在天上，天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
There's no other name.
所以没有任何一个别的方法。And
you remember what Jesus said? Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
你们也记得耶稣基督说过，他说我就是道路、真理、生命。
And that I am is echo Amy. That means he, I and no one else am the way, the truth, and the life. That's why he said no one comes to the Father except through me.
所以耶稣基督这个地方也是用同样的语气来强调说，只有他，唯有他才是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus is telling us a lot about himself.
所以耶稣基督这个地方其实就表达更深一层意义。
Jesus said, "I am the good vine," and then he said that I alone am the good vine.
所以这个第二层的意思就是在说，唯有我，唯独我是好葡萄树。
There is a third level.
下面还有一个层。
Jesus said, "I am the good vine."
第三个，我们再来看，他说我是葡萄树。
Now, if you read the English, do you see what I did to that?
如果你们读英语的话，你看到这个。
How is this different from the slide before? I am the vine.
你如果看英文的部分的话，你看这张胶片和上一张胶片。
Do you see I capitalized M?
因为我把这个 AM 全部大写了。
Who is I am?
所以这个 I am 是什么意思？
I am is God's covenant name.
就这个 I am 其实是
You know, in the Old Testament we have Yahweh, right?
在旧约当中我们有耶和华。
You know what is the Yahweh translated into Greek is I am.
所以当耶和华翻译成希腊文的时候，它就是 I am.
So if you ever study, you know, the Gospel of John, you know that everywhere Jesus likes to say I am.
所以当耶稣基督在很多的时候，他说 Yeah, I am.
At one time, you know, he said before Abraham was I am.
他有一次说，在亚伯拉罕以前就有了我这个地方就。
If you don't understand what he's talking about, you say you are who?
这个地方你要听不懂的话，你会就说你是谁啊？
Jesus go around say I am.
他说 I am 就是说其实表示他的神性。
Who? I am God.
对，就表示说我是神。
I am is the name of God.
I am 就是神的名。
Jesus said before Abraham, I am Yahweh. I am God.
对，他这个地方要说的就是说，在亚伯拉罕以前，我就是神。
So Jesus was saying that I am the good vine.
所以这个地方当耶稣说我是葡萄树的时候
，I alone am the good vine.
他表明了就是唯独我是好葡萄树。
And then he said that I am Yahweh.Who has become the good vine?
这个地方他也表示说我是神，但是这个神变成了好葡萄树。
Isn't that what Christmas is all about?
所以这个就是我们讲圣诞节的意义。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们讲圣诞节的时候，其实我们这就讲道成肉身这个真理。约翰福音第一章第十四节说。道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，真是父独生子的荣光。
There is no other religion like Christianity.
其他的宗教是不基督教。
All religions are about man being good and merit salvation.
其他的宗教都是在讲说人有多好。
So you know, in Christianity it's of God becoming man because no one can merit their own salvation.
只有在基督教里边神造成了肉身来。
When Jesus came,
当耶稣基督来到。
He was fully God.
他是一个神。
And he is also fully man.
但他也是一个百分之百。
He was fully God so that he can, you know, he can redeem us from sin.
因为他是百分之百的神，所以他可以从罪里边拯救。
The holy sinless God became man. 圣洁没无罪的神，
圣洁无罪的人，神成了人。
So that he became fully man, that he may took our place. He may take our place.
但是他成了百分之百的人，所以他可以替我们承担我们的罪。
That's the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以这个就是耶稣基督的福音。
I am the good vine.
我是好葡萄树。
I alone am the good vine.
唯独我是好葡萄树。
And God became man. I am Yahweh is the good vine.
道成肉身，所以耶和华是葡萄树。
What is the last thing?
那第四点是什么呢？
You know, even if Jesus became man and lived among us.
尽管耶稣基督道成了肉身，然后呢，在住在我们中间。
He still could not save you and me.
但是他还是不能拯救我们。
Unless.
除非
Unless the good vine was crushed for you.
除非它为我们被压碎。
See, we don't live in an agricultural time anymore, right?
我们并不住在文化革命的时候。
不是文化革命，是农业，农业的时代。Yeah, agricultural. Yeah, you know, we don't live in an agricultural society.
我们现在不是在一个农业社会。
So when we thought about the vine and branches, we just thought the vine and the branches.
当我们看到葡萄树或者葡萄树的时候，我们就好像看到。
But Jesus' audience know what the vine is for.
但是耶稣的这些听众，他们很明白耶稣是葡萄树是干什么。
If you are a hardworking farmer and you spend all your energy and time growing beautiful vine, what is that vine for?
你会知道，当你辛辛苦苦的种了葡萄树的时候，他们是来干什么的
？The vine was used for wine.
他们是这些葡萄是拿来做葡萄酒的。
Jesus say, "I'm the good vine, and the good vine came to be crushed for you."
他说我是好葡萄树，我要。为你被压碎。
Luke chapter 22 verse 17 and 18.
路加福音二十二章。
And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks to, he said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the what of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes."
路加福音二十二章十七节，耶稣接过杯来，杯来祝谢了，说：“你们拿着。” 这个大家跟着喝，我告诉你们，从今以后我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到神的国来到。
I like the English expression, right? The fruit of the vine.
这地方他强调这个葡萄汁。
And Jesus said, I'm the vine.
他说我是葡萄。
But on the last supper, Jesus said that the vine have come to be crushed so that the vine may become wine for you.
所以当主被卖的那一晚上的时候，就是这个葡萄树上的葡萄被压碎，变成了葡萄汁。这个就是耶稣基督的宝血。
Thank God for Jesus.
我们谢谢耶稣基督。
So let's bring me back to John chapter 15. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him.
我们再回到约翰福音第十五章，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，在我里边的，我也在他里边。
Jesus is inviting everyone to be engrafted into him.
耶稣基督邀请我们每一个人都和他结枝。
What if we don't want to be engrafted into Jesus?
那如果我们不想和他嫁接，会怎么样？
What's the consequence?
后果是怎么呢？
If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned.
人若不在我里边，就像枝子丢在外面枯干了，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
You see, whenever the gospel comes to us,
神的话语临到我们的时候，
the 福音，
福音
the gospel always comes with a two-edged sword.
福音总是像两面剑一样。
For those who receive, who want to be engrafted in Jesus, that is great blessing.
当我们接受和神的葡萄树相连接的时候，我们就得到祝福。
But if we refuse, we do not want to be planted into Jesus, the judgment is on us.
如果我们不想和神的葡萄树相连接的，想接枝的时候，神的审判就临到我们。
That's why John 3 said this: God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
这也就是为什么约翰福音第三章十九节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
But what is the next verse?
那下面一句是什么呢？
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe in him is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God.
这下面一句说，信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了。因为他不信神独生子的名。
So if there's anyone among us here who still do not know Jesus,
所以在我们中间如果还有人不接受耶稣基督，
If there's someone who still refuses to be engrafted into him,
如果有人还拒绝和耶稣基督想结枝的话，
I want to invite you once again, you need to be engrafted into Jesus.
我真的是邀请你，你需要和耶稣基督，
Otherwise,
连接。
The fire of hell will be awaiting you.
如果不是这样的话，那这个火就会在等着你。
Let me take you one more time to John 15. John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bear much fruit.
我再强调，来读一次约翰福音十五章第五节。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，在我里边的，我也在他里边。这人就多结果子。
So who is he?
所以他是谁呢？
Who is that he that bear much fruit?
所以这个结果子的很多的这个他是谁呢？
So sometimes people like to say, oh, that he that's the pastor.
这个他很有可能是牧师吧。
But that's a church leader.
可能是教会的领导。
Why he should be abiding in Christ and he should bear more fruit.
所以他也这个这些人应该多结果子。
But I'm a lay person.
我们是一个平均。
I'm not going to. It's hard for me to abide in Jesus. So I'm not bearing fruit, but I will make it to heaven.
Yeah, 对我来讲好像结果子就算了，我只要能去进天堂就好了。
Who is that he?
这个他是谁？
That he is a Christian.
他就是基督徒。
Every Christian,
每个基督徒。
Any Christian,
每个基督徒。
Any Christian, every Christian must abide in Jesus.
每个基督徒都应该和耶稣。
If you are not abiding in Jesus, you are not going to be with him in eternity. Do you know?
如果不是的话，你根本就没有和耶稣。
And Jesus said that one sign of someone abiding in me is bearing much fruit.
如果你和耶稣基督相连接的话，你就会都结果子。
Have you ever thought about are you a bearing, a fruit bearing Christian?
你是一个结果子的基督徒吗？
Well, some people sometimes we try to be humble. I say, oh, no, I'm not. I'm just starting. I don't have much fruit.
有的人很谦虚说，哎呀，我还在学呀，我就是一个。
Yeah, 还不是结果子的
结果子。
You know what that means? You know what that means?
你知道我在想什么吗？
You know it means that you may not be a true Christian.
我现在说的是你可能不是一个真的基督徒。
Because Jesus said in this world there are two kind of branches. I mean two kind of vines.
因为耶稣说这个世上有两种葡萄树。
One is the kind of bad fruit.
有一种是结果子。
The other kind is like the one in the Old Testament that doesn't bear fruit.
有一种是像旧约圣经里面讲。
And he said if you are engrafted into me.
他说你如果和我像嫁接的话。
You will definitely bear fruit.
他说你一定会结果。
If you are not bearing fruit.
要是你不结果子的话。
Something is profoundly wrong with you.
有一些很根本的问题在。
Maybe you got planted into the wrong plant.
很有可能你和一个坏的葡萄树相接。
Maybe you planted into the world.
如果很有可能你和属世的东西相连接了。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我。
It's very serious, isn't it?
这是非常严重的事。
You know, there are many, during the Puritan time, very often the Puritan pastor would be preaching to the congregation and pleading with people inside the congregation who think that they are saved, but they are actually not saved.
在清教徒的时候，很多的那个时候的清教徒的牧师就会在里边在里边讲，就是说就在是说你们有很多的人可能真的不是真的信徒。
So you know that was the time when people all go to church, right?
那个时候大家都去教会。
So we say, well, there's no need to preach the gospel because everybody is in church.
那个时候也不需要讲福音，因为每一个人都是信徒。
Not quite true.
但是并不。
Because even though everyone may be sitting on the pew,
很有可能每一个人都坐在里边。
If you know them enough, you know that some of them are not bearing fruit.
但是有一些人他并不是结果子的。
But the Bible tells us,
但是圣经告诉我们
，if someone is engrafted into Christ.
如果我们和耶稣的葡萄树相连接
，Jesus said that he it is that bear much fruit.
他就说耶稣说这人就多结果子。
Jesus did not say that if the weather turned out to be okay, if there is enough fertilizer, if there is enough rain and sun, then he will bear much fruit.
耶稣就是并没有说一定要天气好，或者一定要阳光，一定要有下雨啊，并没有说这些。
There's no other conditions.
他没有任何别的条件。
But if you are engrafted into Christ,
只要你和耶稣基督相连接
，you have to bear fruit.
你就一定会多结果子。
You are not bearing fruit.
如果你没有结果子
，chances are you are not in Christ.
很有可能你并不在主里边。
And it's scary to think about that, right? Jesus didn't just say he it is that bear fruit.
这是非常可怕的事情。
Because
耶稣说
he did not say that he it is that bear fruit. 他不单只是说，
他不单说他会
结果子，
而且多结果子
much fruit,
多结果。
You remember the parable of the sower?
你知道有一个比喻说
the good soil gave away what?30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold.
讲说有好土壤的时候，它会长出30倍、60倍，甚至100倍的。
No, I'm not exactly a farmer.
我并不是一个农场主，
农夫。
农夫。
But I figure that 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold are really great harvests.
但是我知道，当你长30倍、60倍，甚至100倍，是非常非常的了不起的事情。
I figure that that harvest will be visible to people.
所以我想大家都能看到这个丰收就在望了。
And I figured that people were saying that what's going on with that field? Look at that harvest.
你会看到别人看到这片土地的时候，就会看哇，这个丰收真的是非常的厉害了不起。
It's a challenge to us, isn't it?
我们每个人都有这样的机会。
Whoever knows Jesus to be the good vine.
我们只要知道耶稣基督是好的果树。
He must bear fruit.
他一定会结果子。
And much fruit.
很多果子。
Do we believe in Jesus?
只要我们相信主耶稣基督
Is our believing a true engrafting into him?
就是我们把我们自己嫁接在主耶稣基督的葡萄树上
I pray that we all are
我祈求每一个人都是
If you do not know Jesus, I pray that you will entrust yourself to him
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督我祈求你每一个人都能够这样成为
If you think that you believe in the Lord Jesus but you're not bearing fruit, you have to come before the Lord and asking, pleading for Him. You have to repent and believe in Him again and again.
如果你是一个基督徒，但是你没有接受果子的话，你应该到主面前来反省自己，然后来求他赐给你恩典。
The new year goal is clearly that we may abide in Him, that we may bear fruit.
这个新年的目标我们很明确，我们每一个人都应该在他里边，然后都结果子。
So let me recap for you one more time.
然后我再给大家来
复习
一遍。
Jesus said, "I'm the vine."
耶稣说我是葡萄树。
What does that mean?
这什么意思呢
？Four level of meaning.
四个层次的意思。
I'm the good vine.
第一个说是我是好葡萄树。
I am, the good vine that is different from the bad vine in the Old Testament.
他说我是好葡萄树，和旧约圣经里边讲到的坏葡萄树都不一样。
And second, I alone am the good vine.
第二个说唯独我是好葡萄树。
There's no other good vine.
除我以外没有好的葡萄树。
And then thirdly.I am Yahweh who has come to become the good vine.
第三个说造成肉身耶和华，我就是耶和华成为葡萄树。
I'm God.
我就是神。
And finally,
第四点，最后一点。
I, the good vine, will be crushed, came to be crushed for you.
第四点说，我就是好葡萄树要为你被压碎。
What is the goal of Jesus being crushed for us?
耶稣基督被压碎的目的是什么呢
？That you and I may abide in Him.
就是让我们可以在他里边。
And bear fruit.
然后结出果子。
Let's go and bear fruit.
所以让我们都每一个人都能够结出果子来。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
天父，亲爱的父。
We thank you for this wonderful good news.
我们谢谢你给我们这么好的福音。
That Jesus is a good vine.
耶稣基督是好。
Jesus is not like us.If he is just another man, he will not be able to be the good fruit bearing vine.
如果他是这个仅仅一个人，他就不可能结出这么好的葡萄树。
But because he is God, he is a sinless God who became man.
但是他是一个神，他是一个圣洁的神，他成了一个人。
He can announce to the whole world that he alone is a good vine.
所以他可以向全世界声称，他唯有他才是好葡萄树。
And he opened wide the door.To his vineyard.
然后他打开他葡萄园的门。
He invites all nations to come into his vine and be engrafted into him.
他邀请全世界各民族的人都能够到他的葡萄园里边。
Lord, that is the meaning of baptism.
这就是洗礼的真正意义。
Is your inviting us to be engrafted in you because you are the good vine and we are totally, absolutely bad vine.
我们每个人都是坏葡萄枝，但是我们需要和你的好葡萄树结枝。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
For inviting us into your presence.
你邀请我们到你的丰盛里面。
We pray that everyone here will be good vine because of Jesus.
我们为这里的每一位弟兄姊妹祈求，是让我们每一个人都成为好葡萄枝。
We know that.We will never be perfect in this life.
我们在我们的人生当中不会完全。
And we know that we will always be a sinner until we see you face to face.
我们仍然是一个罪人，直到我们见你的面。
But you have promised us.
但你给我们应许。
Once we are engrafted into you.
当我们和你的相结枝的时候。
The power of your death and your resurrection will be in motion in our life.
你的受死和你的复活的能力就会在我们身上。
You will turn our lives upside down.
你会完全改变我们的人生。
You will cause us to bear fruit.
你会让我们结出果子来。
Not fruit in the worldly sense of gaining prosperity and all. 不是说好像世界的那种结果生意越来越好，越来越赚多钱 ，but rather is bearing fruit. Of the heavenly kind.
而是结出天国的果子来。
Help us.
帮助我。
To be a good pilgrim marching towards our heavenly destination.
让我们能够朝着天国奔走。
And we pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.